ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13. Chapter is entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person. Text number 31. Adhyatmikadi birdukher avimuktasya kahichit Martyasya Kritchapanate Artai Kamai Kriyeta Kim Adya. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Materialistic activities are always mixed with three kinds of miserable conditions, adhyatmika, adhidaivika, and adhibhautika. Therefore, if one achieves some success by performing such activities, what is the benefit of this success? One is still subjected to birth, death, old age, disease, and the reactions of his fruitive activities. Purport. According to the materialistic way of life, if a poor man, after laboring very, very hard, gets some material profit at the end of his life, he is considered a success, even though he again dies while suffering the threefold miseries, adhyatmika, adhidaivika, and adhibhautika. No one can escape the threefold miseries of materialistic life, namely, miseries pertaining to the body and the mind, miseries pertaining to the difficulties imposed by society, community, nation, and other living entities, and miseries inflicted upon us by natural disturbances from earthquakes, famines, droughts, floods, epidemics, and so on. If one works very hard, suffering the threefold miseries, and then is successful in getting some small benefit, what is the value of this benefit? Besides that, even if a karmi is successful in accumulating some material wealth, he still cannot enjoy it, for he must die in bereavement. I have even seen a dying man begging for a medical attendant to increase his life by 4 years so that he could complete his material plans. Of course, the medical man was unsuccessful in expanding the life of the man, who therefore died in great bereavement. Everyone must die in this way, and after one's mental condition is taken into account by the laws of material nature, he is given another chance to fulfill his desires in a different body. Material plans for material happiness have no value. But under the spell of the illusionary energy, we consider them extremely valuable. There were many politicians social reformers and philosophers who died very miserably without deriving any practical value from their material plans. Therefore, a sane and sensible man never desires to work hard under the conditions of threefold miseries, only to die in disappointment. Hare Krishna. So it is my great pleasure to be here this morning at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir with so many wonderful devotees from all over the world, from all over the universe. So many demigods are also often present here. And I'm so happy to see your bright, shining, smiling faces, feeling very much encouraged in my devotional service. Thank you very much. Before we begin speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam, we request the blessings and mercy of all the devotees here, because I consider you all my Shiksha Gurus, so I'm very humbled to speak in front of you. And please bless me that I can speak on Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. Hare Krishna. So, in today's class, we will attempt to discuss how everyone is suffering in this material world. Dukkalayam ashasvatam. That this material world is a place of suffering. Dukkalayam. Duk means suffering and alayam means place. Like we have an expression in Hindi, bhojalayam. Place where you go for bhojan, for food, bhojalayam. So this material world is a dukkalayam. It's a place of suffering. If you want to suffer, then come here to the dukkalayam. It's the nature of this place. In this place of suffering, there is danger at every step. Padam padam yevipadam natesham. That at any time, at any place, in any circumstances, we can be onslaughted with the greatest of dangers. The fans can fall from the ceilings and smash us. There could be an earthquake. Some terrorist could run amok with an AK-47 in here. Any moment, anything could happen. This is the nature of this world. I know it's scary, and sorry to shock you early in the morning, but this is the nature of Bhagavatam. Wakes us up. Jeev jago, Gaurachandra bole. You're all sleeping on the lap of Maya. Wake up. Gaurachandra is calling. This material world is a place of suffering. Wake up your eternal nature as eternal servants of Krishna. Jivera srupahoy, Krishnera nityadas. And rejoice because there's an alternative. We can go back home, back to Godhead, by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So today we'll discuss the futility of trying to get pleasure in this material world and the source of real pleasure, awakening Krishna consciousness. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi Shravanadi Shudachite Karye Udhoi. That by regularly hearing and chanting and performing the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness, the dormant Krishna prema that is sleeping in all of our hearts will awaken. Before we begin to discuss the purport, I'd like to give just a brief recap of what's been going on in this chapter. We're hearing the behavior of a perfect person, chapter number 13. And in this chapter, we're hearing about Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, he's traveled to the bank of the Kuveri River by the side of the Saya Mountain. And he sees there, at the bank of the Kuveri, a most amazing personality who's just lying there on the ground, covered with dirt, covered with dust, all kinds of kachura, all kinds of nasty things are around him. He's not bathing. He's not washing. He's not making any endeavor to take the dirt off the body. And he's just lying there. He's not doing anything. It's explained in one of the purports, he's like a python. He's called Python Man. Because the python doesn't go in search of the food. Just waits for the food to come to him. And when the food comes to the python, he goes for it, wraps around, crushes, pulls the body to pieces, and then devours his prey. Point being, he doesn't have to go anywhere. He just waits. A couple of years ago, I was in Guyana in South America. And devotees, I said, I'm going for a morning walk. They said, be careful. Don't walk in the jungle by yourself because pythons are there. So they just wait for you to come and then they get you. So the same way this python man, he was making no external endeavor to get any kinds of food or anything. He was just waiting for Krishna to send the food to him. Now sometimes pythons, they don't get much food. Food doesn't come all the time, so they get a little skinny. But this python man was very fat. And Prahlad Maharaj noticed this. He was very healthy. And he was thinking that this man must be a great devotee of the Lord, because Krishna must be sending him lots of food. Otherwise, how he could be fat and lying there? Also, by the process of physiognomy. Physiognomy is a science by which one can tell by the shape of the hands and the body and the face the nature of a person. So Prahlad Maharaj was expert in the science of physiognomy, so he could detect the nature, the great saintly nature of this python man who's actually a Paramahamsa, devotee of the Lord. So as per Vaishnav etiquette, Prahlad Maharaj very humbly approaches this great devotee, because Prahlad is traveling around the universe looking for spiritual knowledge. And he says, ah, this sadhu, this greatly saintly person can get that knowledge to me. So he offers his dandavat pranams to this python man, and he puts his head on the sadhu's feet, and he begins to inquire from him very submissively, and he glorifies him, and he asks this python man, how you got so fat? Piva yatas taveda. Piva yatas taveda. How you put on this weight? Where did it come from? And the python man began to instruct him on the goal of human life. That many people, they're very, very materialistic. They're traversing and working hard, trying to get some material pleasure from their fruitive activities, from their karmakanda activities. But you, my dear python man, you're inactive. You're not doing anything. Why is that? So then the python man explained that so many people are aspiring after material pleasure in this world, but it does not give any happiness. It only gives distress. Yan maitunadi griha medi sukham hi tucham. That this happiness of sex life, which is considered the highest stage of happiness in this material world, it is actually tucham. It is actually despicable. And when Prabhupada would say tucham, he would be like tuch. He'd be like tucham. He'd be like spitting at the thought, you know, of this kind of happiness or so-called happiness. So he continued to instruct Prahlad Maharaj in these different ideals of the goal of human life. Which brings us to our life, experience three miseries of life. We experience adhyatmikadibir dukhair. We get these three miseries, and what is the result? Dukh. Dukher means suffering and miseries. Then, avimuktasya karhichit. That avimuktasya, muktasya, mukti. Mukti means freedom. But in this case, we are avimuktasya. We're not free. What are we not free from? Birth, death, disease, and old age. All of us here, avimuktasya, we're not free of these things. Then, martyasya, there's death. Death. This is the planet called Mrityu Loka. It is the planet of death. And all of us residing here, martyasya, we're subject to death. Is insignificant. So in the purport, Prabhupada is emphasizing on these three miseries of life: adiatmika, adibhautika, and adidaivika. Adiatmika means miseries coming from the body and the mind. Miseries like cancer, miseries like lung disease, people smoking cigarettes for so many years, getting lung cancer, bronchitis, coughing their lungs out, suffering and suffering and suffering. Even if one gets a little bit of happiness, create a Kim, what is the use? What is the benefit? I'm also not exempt. Just because I'm sitting on the Vyasa Sun doesn't mean I'm not subject to the Janma, Mrityu, Jara, and Vyadi, birth, death, disease, and old age. But Yudhisthira Maharaj, he asks, what is the most amazing thing? And the most amazing thing, he explained, is that all around us, all of our friends, all of our relatives, all of our associates, they're all dying. But we think it will not happen to me. It will not happen to us. This is the most amazing thing. So, adiatmika, miseries from the body. Once I had horrible boils. Devotees here, when I was here in 2000 and 2002, they knew I had big boils coming out of my body. One time I was traveling with Maharaj in London, and he saw the boils coming out of my arms, and he said, "Oh, you look just like Mahavishnu with all the universes coming out of your body." But it's not just funny. It was a great suffering as well. It's the nature of this world. Dukkalayam ashasvatam. Just a matter of suffering. So these boils are a very horrible kind of suffering. There was a devotee of God named Job. And this is in the Bible. And the devil wanted to test Job. He went to God. He said, "Oh my Lord, is Job is your devotee, right?" The Lord said, "Yes, he's my devotee." And the devil said, "I want to test him." And God said, "Test him as you like. He's my devotee. He'll pass all the tests." So the devil took away Job's house. Job was fine. He killed Job's family members. Job was still devotional. He caused great suffering to so many people. Job retained his faith. And then the devil did his ultimate test. He covered Job's body with burning, oozing boils in his eyes, in his nose, in his ears, all over his body. And this was the final test. But Job remained faithful to the Lord. Shri Job Prabhu Ki Jai. So this boils, this tremendous suffering. I met Maharaj in his room one time. He said, "You know, I was also suffering from boils one time. But I took shelter of one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita that gave me some solace. So I would like to share that verse with you." So he shared that verse. Vaigunya kita kalitaha Paishunyavranapidataha Dainyarnavena Magnoham Chaitanya Vaidyamashwaye Vaigunya Kita Kalitaha, that I'm being bitten by the germs of material nature. Paishunya Vrana Pidataha, that I'm burning from the boils of envy. Burning, Vrana Pidataha, burning from the boils of envy. Dainyarnave Nagmagnoham, taking shelter in an ocean of humility. Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashraye, I take shelter of the Supreme Physician, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Maharaj instructed me, don't try to get over these boils. Just take shelter of Lord Chaitanya by engaging in the Sankirtan movement and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that's Adiatmika, sufferings from the body. And then the mind is even more suffering. There's depression, there's loneliness, there's suicidal tendencies. The number two cause of death among college students in America is suicide. And of course, many of us know that the WHO, World Health Organization, has declared that in the new millennium, the topmost incapacitating disease, it will not be AIDS, it will not be lung cancer, it will not be liver disease. The topmost incapacitating diseases of the new millennium will be mental disorders. So this is Adiatmika, miseries from the body and miseries from the mind. And then Atibhautika, miseries from other living entities. The neighbors are shouting at us, hey, turn down the kirtan, it's too loud, we're going to call the police. Why are you screaming all the time? And then sometimes mosquitoes, they bite you, and then you get diseases like malaria. And sometimes the dogs, they bite you. And then maybe you get rabies. And we're reading in Maharaj's book, he got bitten by the dog. He had to go to one doctor in Vrindavan who had a big needle about maybe this long. And he had to put it right in his stomach. And it was a dull needle. The doctor was sharpening it with a file. And Maharaj had to lay down. The doctor took the needle and tried. Maharaj's body was bouncing up and down. So much pain and agony. But then Maharaj went to Delhi, got his papers straightened out by a doctor, and was able to stay in Vrindavan. But so much misery, so much suffering. Then we experience wars, large-scale suffering inflicted from one living entity to another. The terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center. And not only that, here in Mumbai, those bomb blasts. What was the date? Huh? 26 November, 11/26, huh? They say like that. This is a day in infamy that people, they were blown to pieces as a result of this Adibhautik, miseries caused by other living entities. And then Adidaivik, miseries from the demigods, too hot. Experienced that a lot. I'm staying in Nagpur now. Summer, bahut garmi hai. It's very, very hot. Dhoop. Severe heat. Too hot, too cold. You go to Alaska, it's freezing, ice. Too hot, too cold. And then earthquakes. And then floods. And then tsunami. All these are the different miseries that are caused by the demigods. So these miseries are very difficult. And despite all of these, we're also suffering janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, death, disease, and old age. We're subject to death. And even after we experience all of these difficulties throughout our entire life, if we don't come to Krishna consciousness, that at the end of the life, dehantara praptir, dehino smin yata dehe, komram yovanam jara, tata dehantaras praptir, diras tatra na muyanti. As the embodied soul is passing in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, jara, the soul similarly passes into another body at the time of death. A sober person is not bewildered by such a change. Again, taking another body. Again, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Again, adi-atmik, adi-bhautik, adi-daivik. The samsara chakra is just going around and around like a Ferris wheel. Sometimes in a human body, sometimes in a dog body, sometimes in a cat's body, sometimes in a fish's body, muchli, sometimes in a plant's body, sometimes in a bird's body. But in all these bodies, the same suffering is going on. Adiatmik, adibhautik, adidevik, janma, mrityu, jara vyadi, dukkha doshanu darshanam. Krishna explains in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that we should consider janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, death, disease, and old age in a very pessimistic attitude. Dukkha dosh anudarshanam. Darshanam means to see, like we have darshan of the deities. So dukkha dosh anud, we should see the dukkha, we should see the suffering, we should see the dosha, we should see the faults. Not these doshas that we make in Govindas, those are nice. But this is a dosha. This is a fault. We should see the faults of birth, death, disease, and old age. It's a very serious matter. Krishna instructs us, see with a pessimistic attitude. So we get body after body. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridayeshe junatishtiti brahmayan yantrarudani yantrarudani mayaya. That this body is compared to a machine and the living entity is riding on that machine and experiencing all the activities of life. So we seek happiness in this material world. Who here is looking for happiness? Put up your hand. Looking for happiness? Yes? Everybody's looking for happiness. But if we're looking for happiness here in this material world, we're looking in the wrong place. Happiness is, there's a nice example of a deer in the desert. The deer is looking for happiness. But just like the deer is looking for water in the desert, but water does not really exist in the desert. The deer just sees a mirage, an illusion on the horizon, some shimmering water. The deer says, oh, look, look, I'm so thirsty. And there's the water. And the deer begins to run and run and run and run, seeing the, what he thinks is water, dives in and opens the mouth and only gets a mouth filled with hot sand. There's no real happiness there. Or sometimes, maybe in the desert, maybe one can find a little drop of water. But that drop is not enough to satisfy. Oh, please give me some water. Okay, here, take one drop. But that drop will not really satisfy. Artai kamai kriyata kim. One gets a little bit of benefit, but what is the use? There's really no use to this. Another example is given that a man is chased by a tiger and he falls, starts to fall into a well. He grabs some roots that are hanging and he's hanging and he looks down and down he sees a python waiting to devour him. And then while he's hanging on, white rats and black rats begin to eat and gnaw at the roots that he's holding on to. So he knows that any minute he's going to fall. So he's in great anxiety. But then he sees there's a tree above the hole. And there's a honey bees buzzing. He sees the bees. And little drops of honey are falling. And he sees if he can just open his mouth, these drops will fall into his mouth. And he's enjoying the honey. So this is like trying to enjoy in this material world. Just few little drops of enjoyment. But at any time, the white and black rats representing day and night, time, will gnaw the roots that we're holding on to, will be released from those roots, will fall to the bottom of the well into the python of death. And what little happiness did we gain in this world? What good will it do us when we just leave this material body with our destination unknown? Therefore, devotees of the Lord, Prabhupada is recommending to us to take up this process of Krishna consciousness. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavan chansante ante kalevaram tam tam evati kanteya sadatad bhava bhavataha. So that we can remember Krishna at the end of this life. And by remembering Krishna, we can take birth, get a spiritual body in Krishna's eternal abode, where life is sat, chit, ananda, eternity, knowledge, and bliss, not janma, mrityu, jara, and vyadi. So this is our great goal of human life. Take shelter of the Krishna consciousness movement. And upon leaving this material body, don't take another material body. Chaktva deham punar janma naiti mam iti sojuna. But return to the spiritual world by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram, Ram, Hare, Hare. But we see so many materialistic people just plunging into that python of death without Krishna consciousness. We need some examples in our life. Yad yad archarati shreshtas tattad evataro janaha sayat pramanam kute lokas tadanu vartate. Whatever action a great man performs, the commonwealth will follow. Whatever example they set through exemplary actions, all the world will pursue. We need examples. So from the Shastras, we hear about great devotees like Govinda Ghosh, whose disappearance day it was yesterday. I'd like to share one brief pastime to show the great success that Govinda Ghosh experienced in pursuing the goal of human life. Now, Govinda Ghosh, he had two brothers, Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh. They're all fantastic singers, and they were living in Kumarahatta with their father. Then later they traveled to different places, and this Govinda Ghosh was traveling with Lord Chaitanya. He was Lord Chaitanya's personal servant, and Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, I've eaten too much prasadam. I need something to help digest. Can you bring me some haritaki?" So Govinda Ghosh, he went, he brought that haritaki, he gave to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, very nice." The next day, the same thing happened. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Go and get some haritaki for me." But Govinda Ghosh said, "Oh, I have it right here." And he gave it to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, you are a brahmachari, but you're keeping some things, saving them for a later time. You're stocking. You have some stockpile. This is not the mood of a brahmachari. You should stay here in this village and get married." So Govinda Ghosh, he followed that instruction. He had a son, he had a wife, and the other way around. He had a wife, he had a son. Then he was a pujari, and he was worshiping Gopinath. Then all of a sudden, his wife died, his son died. I'm not sure which order it happened in. And he became very upset, angry at Gopinath. And he lay down in his bed. "Oh, Gopinath, I had my wife, I had my son. And now you've taken them away from me." And he stopped making offerings to Gopinath. And then Gopinath came in his dream. And Gopinath said, "Oh, why are you not feeding me?" And Govinda Ghosh said, "Well, you know, I'm not feeding this son. You know, what will happen to me at the time of death? Who will do my shraddha? Who will do my pinda?" And then Gopinath said, "I am also your son. Why you want to kill both of us? You should feed me also. I'll do your shraddha. I'll do your pinda." So then Gopinath, Govinda Ghosh, He woke up. He was so happy. He immediately began to cook and prepare offerings for Gopinath. And then, at the time of his departure from this world, the villagers went to the temple of Gopinath, and they saw that Gopinath was dressed in white cloth, wearing a white thread around his neck, and a ring of kusha grass, ready to perform the Shraddha and Pinda of Govinda Ghosh. So in this way, we see the wonderful reciprocation of love between the Lord and his devotees, in which Gopinath became the son of Govinda Ghosh. And every year, in the month of Chaitra, on the Krishna Ekadashi there in Agradweep, Gopinath, he wears white cloth and he does the Pindadhan for Govinda Ghosh. Haribo. So in this way, we can understand that this material world is providing so many miseries. Adiatmic, adibhotic, adidaivic, birth, death, disease, and old age. And even if we get a little flickering happiness, a house, a wife, a car, a color TV, a house by the sea, Jai Jagadish Hari, even if we get these things, it's only artai kamai, kriyata kim. What is the use? It will have no lasting benefit. Therefore, intelligent people will take to this chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Become devotees of the Lord. Remember the Lord at the end of their life. And at the end of their life, go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.